Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. It's the 9th of July, 2026, on another gorgeously hot, cloudless day today. I'm having a cup of coffee. I shall have a pipe shortly. Relax for a moment or two before getting back to the duties that one has. Back up here on Biggleswick Farm, we have been to-ing and fro-ing recently. And my van has been playing up, and that's been the big issue, as it were, recently with all this commuting that we've had to do. The van went into limp mode. It's been like this for some time, and I had it serviced. So that I'm just going to give you the full story. You probably are not interested in the van servicing story. However, I will try and make it as less enduring. What's the word? Well, I'll try and make it interesting, I suppose. Better way of saying it. Whilst I slurp on my cup of coffee and maybe smoke my pipe and maybe stroll around and talk about other things. But anyway, the point is that some while ago I was aware that the van needed servicing, and so I had this mobile mechanic, and he'd been doing bits and pieces on my van for a year now, and he'd been very reliable. I used to go to a garage in Worthing, but they've got so big and so expensive, and they charge too much. They've got more staff than they need, it seems to me. And it was a very small garage when I very first started to go there, 20 years ago. And it's become more and more impersonal and more expensive, you know. And this is one of the big problems, isn't it? A company expands and wants to do better, but of course it takes on more employees, which means it needs to make more money to be able to pay the employees. And as it gets, there's a certain point where I think the personal service starts to wane, and then it kind of crosses a line to becoming more like a corporation, and you become more of a number, just a customer, not, you know, I say just a customer, you're not an important part of the jigsaw, or I suppose you're a lesser part of the jigsaw, because there's hundreds of people that now need their service, and so your influence, your necessity, and you know, if they lose you, it doesn't matter. Anyway, it came to a point where I just thought it was too expensive, so I found this mobile mechanic, nice chap, and he came along and he did the job, and I paid him, and we got on all right. Anyway, so I thought I'd have the van serviced, and it was serviced. And the day I took it down, wherever, I can't remember how long ago, it was some time ago, but whenever I took it down to be serviced, he up comes this message saying your diesel particulate filter is blocked, and the message just simply says drive to clear. And you think, well, that's a strange message, isn't it? Because I'm driving the van anyway, so you don't need to tell me to drive the van. It should just automatically clear. So it was a strange message, but I asked him. I said, this message. And he said, yeah, you probably, what it's supposed to do is to clean out the soot from the exhaust filter. And if it's a bit full up, what you're supposed to do is effectively drive on a long journey, you know, for an hour or whatever, up and down a motorway, and just rev the thing, and it should just push out all the soot. I said, oh, okay. Anyway, serviced the rest of the van, and it was all good. But when he'd serviced it, this orange engine light came on, and had been plaguing me. So I emailed him and said this orange engine light came on. And also, I'd been trying to shift this stuff. And it wouldn't seem to shift out the exhaust. So I was using the van, obviously, to come up and down here to the thing, and then he was on holiday and various things. Anyway, so eventually I went back to him, and he gave it another go, and he fiddled with it, and he said, "Oh, this something needed changing," so we changed that. Anyway, it was £300, and he said, "I've cleared this, and the red light, the red light keeps coming on, but it's all good, and I put some stuff solution in, so it should clear the exhaust. But the that's the other thing I missed out, was it kept going into limp mode, so it was limping along, and in other words, it wouldn't rev more than a certain amount, and first, second, and third gear was so sluggish. It's like driving a milk float. And he said, "I've got it out of link mode. I've sorted all that problem out, you know, and I put this other solution in so the exhaust should clean out." I said, "Great, thanks very much." I paid him £300 it cost. I mean, it's a huge amount of money, really. But he went. I got back in the van. It was absolutely the same. There was no difference whatsoever. It was still driving a milk float. So I thought, this is ridiculous. So anyway, I emailed him back, because this is how I made contact with him, through email. And I said to him, I don't know if the last thing you did was just to forget to press a button to clear the thing, but I just report and say it's exactly the same. It's still in limp mode. It can't rev. It's very difficult to drive. And I've got a gig at the weekend that I need to go to, a talk. I'm a bit confused, because obviously I've spent £300, and I just thought I'd let you know that it's the same, and you said it was cleared. I was very polite. I heard nothing. So I sent another email a bit later on, saying I've taken it along the motorway, I've given it a good rev, blah blah blah. I can't rev it terribly much because it's in limp mode. And it's still doing the thing. Have you got any suggestions? Can you come back and have a look? I did pay the £300 and it doesn't seem to be working. And I've heard nothing. So either these emails have gone into his spam, or he is just walking away and can't do it with £300. And, you just feel, don't you? You feel, I was going to say you feel dirty, but you don't feel dirty, but you feel infringed that someone's just, lied to you. I mean, I don't know, and I'm happy to give him the benefit of the doubt. But again, I always put people into how would I treat them? If that had been me working on somebody's van, and then they reported, "No, it's absolutely identical. You spent an hour and a half. I've given you £300. You've replaced the part and nothing is different." I would be going back saying, "Oh, I'm really, really sorry. That's very strange, because when I left it was working. Hang on, let me have another look. Don't worry, I'm not going to charge you. I want to get the job done, because, you've paid for it. And I obviously haven't to..." That would be me. And I would be there like a shot trying to rectify it for the customer, because I would wanted to keep the customer and have a good relationship with them, because they're likely to recommend me. Well, now I'm not going to recommend him. As I say, there's a chance that my emails have gone into spam, but they haven't before. And also he said, "Let me know how it goes." So I've let him know, and he's... And I know, because I'd asked him, "What's your week like?" And he said, "Oh, it's not too busy this week." So I thought, well, at least, you'll be able to fit me in if things are awry. But I've not heard. So in the end, I thought, sod it, I can't throw money after bad. I've had to just say, well, that was £300 I've just given, basically, to somebody for free, for no reason. And we've all done it, haven't we? We've all done that where we've handed over money for something and then you realise it's not worked out. So I've not gone back to the other garage, but I have booked it in for a different garage, which I have been recommended. And I think when you have a garage, they can't walk away in the same way. You know, they've got to fix it, and you can agree a price, and they've got to do it, haven't they? And it's their reputation. It's slightly different than a mobile mechanic who's a one-man band who can just turn around and go, well, I can't be bothered with this job, it's too complicated, I can't do it, and I'm just going to ignore the emails. Which is silly, really, because if he just had said, look, I don't think I can do this, this isn't within my remit, I'm really sorry, I can do all the servicing and, you know, whatever, bit this, that and the other for you, that's not a problem, but this is an area that's out of my expertise, I would recommend going to this garage or that garage and getting it done. And again, if I was in that business and there were areas like that and I knew of garages, I would ask the garage, look, there's going to be jobs I can't do. I'll recommend people to you. Can you give them a bit of a discount if I recommend them to you? Just a little, you know, 10% off your thing, because that would make him, not that he gets a backhander from it, but it would make, if he was, you know, so if he said to me, I can't do this, but I recommend this place, and just mention my name, they'll give you 10% off. You're likely to go there, so they'd get the business, and he then seems to be a genuine sort of chap. And then you'll go back for all the other stuff that he normally does, because, you know, you wouldn't get the 10% off if you just was then came back again. Anyway, whatever. So the van's going in on Monday, and we'll see what happens. But yes, it is like driving a bloody milk float. You can't get the speed up, and I've got a couple of events which embarrassingly I will have to pull out of. If it depends, this one this weekend I can't do because the van can't go in till Monday, and I have notified the chap, although he hasn't acknowledged that email, which is very strange, isn't it? People in their email, I try to get back to everybody who emails me. I get a lot of emails, and some of course do go into spam, and I know it's a problem. But one tries, and of course I'll say that I get back to everybody, and then there'll be somebody who says, well, you never got back to me. And I have had that, it's true. I had somebody only the other day saying, I'm waiting for you to respond to my request for one of your books. And I thought, that's very strange, I don't remember that particular name or that email address. And then, and I do go through my spam regularly. And when I did a check, there wasn't anything, so I don't know where they go. Because that was a very strange... Anyway, I emailed him and said, I'm really sorry, but I have looked in my spam and I have... But it may be that I deleted it by mistake. I mean, that's possible, isn't it? Because I get so much... I get a lot of emails and I get a lot of spam. People have... bots and what have you signed me up to various stupid things, and you get these continual emails. I do try to unsubscribe from them, or I send them into spam. And it just takes a bit of time, doesn't it? I find it easy to negotiate the emails that way by sending them to spam. But then every now and again, you know, perhaps the wrong one went in. Anyway, the chap who ordered the book was very happy in the end, because I apologised. Again, like being a customer... or offering a service, I said, look, I'm really sorry, I hold my hand up if I've made a mistake. I can't, you know, I'm not calling them a liar and saying, no, you haven't sent me an email. I said, I really didn't find it, I don't know where it's gone, I'm really sorry, I'll tell you what, I'll send you the book. And on that occasion, I said, look, just send me the money for the book, but I won't charge you the postage, seeing as you've been... And that postage could be, well, depending on where it was, you know, it could be anything, like up to 15 quid when it's abroad on top, or even 30 quid in some places. I think it's gone up to, it's ridiculous sending a book overseas. So anyway, I said to this chap, I said, look, just send me the money for the book and I'll deal with the postage. And so that he was very happy. So, you know, I think it's only polite, and I think it's only sensible that you're trying to appease and you know, be nice to people. Anyway, enough of moaning about all of that. So, but it, again, I feel very bad that I can't get to these places. Julia's car could take us, but it's... I don't trust Julia's car to get there in one piece, to be honest. And we often sleep in the van, you see. The van, although it's a work van, it's also decked out, as you know from the previous. It can be quickly changed back into the camper van, and that was the whole point. So, can't sleep in the van. And on the long journeys, often what we do is we drive for so many hours, and then park up, you know, especially if we go the night before, park up, kip in the back of the van, comfortably, because we have made it comfortable when we put the units back in, and then wake up nice and early, refreshed, and do the last few hours of driving. Well, you can't do that in a little Fiesta, and especially with the Fiesta, you can't get everything in. I've got boxes of books that I want to take as well. And one of the places that we... Well, anyway, it doesn't really matter, but... the van is much more... When it's going, it's a very reliable and useful thing. And you can cook in it, you know. It's got the cooking facility and... So... Anyway, the second gig may well, if they do the van on Monday and I get it back Tuesday or Wednesday, we're fine. So that's not a problem. It's just this weekend, which is all the way there, do the talk, and then it comes back the same night, all the way back, which is where we would have, you know, parked up somewhere and kipped and then done the last bit. And I don't want Julia to have to do the driving, and I'm not insured to drive her car, so we couldn't even take it in turns. I suppose I could get myself insurance, but then it's you know, just adding more money to the bloody thing. And having lost 300 quid, and then whatever they're going to charge me in a garage, you know, I'm imagining it'll be another 500 quid or something. It's just, it becomes very expensive. But there we are. What do you do? Anyway, this wasn't supposed to be a moan. I'm just trying to bring you up to date. But we all have that, don't we? We all have these things which just... they are trials. They are trials. In the end, you know, none of it really matters, does it? All you could do is apologise to people and say, look, these things happen and I'm sorry. It's out of my control. And most people will accept that. And so that's that. Back on the land, what has been going on here? I before we get back on the land, we've been, as I say, toing and froing. And one of the reasons we've been buying bits and pieces from our friends of the Good Food Project. But they're being let down by Parcelforce. Again, these companies, these big companies, are working... They take on too much, don't they? This is the problem. Instead of having a reliable round, they press on the drivers, these corporations, and they're all doing it to be competitive in terms of the cost of sending something. And I understand... You know, they're trying to get the prices down, but in the end, it means the service suffers and the customer suffers. And again, this is another of these situations. I'm sure everybody's got a delivery story which is driving them up the wall at some point or other. And it's the poor drivers who are getting pushed on. More and more parcels are being sent because the high streets are shut up and everything's online. So there are more vans poking around the towns delivering parcels. The van drivers are being paid a pittance. They're being given huge numbers of parcels to deliver in a day. And so, inevitably, they can't do it. They'll say, oh, your slot is somewhere between 9 o'clock and 12:30. And 9 o'clock and 12:30 comes, and the parcel hasn't arrived. And in this instance, there was one supposed to be between 9 and 12, didn't arrive. Then it was supposed to be between 4 and 8. And because it was between 4 and 8, we were heading back to the land to get on and do stuff. And after 12:30, we thought, well, it hasn't arrived. And now they're saying between 4 and 8. So we left. And then we get a message at 10 to 4, so not even 4 o'clock. We tried to deliver your parcel and nobody was here. It's like, well, you're outside your bloody window for a start, so why are you trying to deliver then? You know, and I understand the driver was probably in the area trying to, oh, I'm almost outside the house, I'll deliver it. But if you tell people a time slot and then deliver outside, albeit 10 minutes outside, that person may go, ah, I've got a window of opportunity to go down to the town or go and do this or do the other, because you're not saying you're going to deliver then. So they don't make it very easy for themselves, I don't think. And I had a case in point only the other day, I can't remember if I mentioned it, when I was waiting for a particular part for the tractor, as it happened. They were only pins, just connection pins. And we were at home and we were waiting for it. And I was on the phone and I saw the van park up outside. And I thought, oh, I wonder if that's my delivery. I wasn't 100% sure. From a company called APV, I think it was. Anyway, it pulled up and I thought, well, I'd better go out there and see. So I said goodbye to whoever it was I was on the phone to and went outside, and he drove off before I could attract his attention. And he'd only been there like 2 or 3 minutes, not even that, you know, less than a minute. Because I was thinking, oh, I'll see him walk across to the house, and he wasn't there. I rang the company up and the delivery company, and they said he couldn't find it. I said, well, he's just literally gone. Could you ring the driver and tell him to come back and I'll wait outside the house? And they said, oh, this driver, he doesn't answer the phone. He doesn't always answer the phone. And I said, but he's going to... He said, no, unfortunately, it will now go to the next day. Because... And he doesn't... And we realise immediately they didn't want to answer the phone because he doesn't want to have to go back, because that puts him behind. And then if he's behind, there'll be more deliveries that will have to go for the following day, which builds up his following day bigger than it was, you know, when he's got the load for that day, as well as the previous day's reruns. And you just think this is not a way of running a business, but they're all chasing their tail, trying to keep the prices as low as possible so that big companies will use them. And it's the service, as I say, suffers, and the customer gets pissed off. Mostly, the stuff that I ask or order, I've got a box outside the door. Just put it in the box. Assuming you can find the house, which isn't difficult, put it in the box. But they all seem to, you know, some of them just put it on the step and run away. I think every do that. But the Royal Mail always seem to sort of never just put it in a safe place. Is it Royal Mail, Parcel Force or whatever? Just put it outside the door, either in the box or on the step. Just do that. But, nope. Just, anyway. So it's a bit of a moan today. Sorry about that. It's a lovely day. I've got lots to do. but it's nice to have a bit of a break. And again, apologies, a bit of a catch up as well. But I'm sure we've all suffered these things, haven't we? So it's not like it's an unusual thing. But we'll get through it. We'll get through it, one way or another. And enjoy the rest of life, whilst these other things just—they're just irritants, aren't they? That's all they are. The cat has joined me, and is sitting in the sunshine. But it'll soon get very hot, I dare say. And that does make it difficult to work with the heat bearing down. But fortunately, with the trees and things that we've got, there's lots of shelter from the sun. What am I? Shadows. Not shadows. What am I talking about? Well, it is in the shade. In the shade. There we go. Anyway, I think I've burbled on probably long enough. Thank you for listening. Sorry about not being regular. As I explained, it's a bit tricky at the moment. We're not, and you know, running off to the land and all these other things that we're doing. It's just, it is what it is. And it's the same with the videos. I noticed that it's not that I notice it. I've moved away from the stuff I used to talk about, I suppose, because I no longer want to just keep putting fear into people by pointing over to say, oh, look what's just happened. My last video was really about a quiet retreat, retreating from the nonsense. And I think when you don't have to worry about these things, life is much more enriching. I think a lot of these things are continually pushed out to keep our vibrations down, to keep us worried about things instead of actually enjoying life. And most of these things are not really affecting us. We think they are, and hence we worry about them. But if you don't know about them, if you don't, you know, you take your life away and don't sign up to all these things, I think life is a lot more rewarding. And it's certainly rewarding for Julia and I when we pay so little attention now to all that nonsense. And, you know, we just sit often in between the work that we're doing on the land, enjoying the landscape, and not getting onto the phone and doing all that doom scrolling that people do. It's so sad to see people walking about with their phones as if that is their life. I rarely take my phone with me now. You know, I'll check my emails two or three times a day, and that's about it. I don't need to be constantly messaged. I don't do the social media anymore. Yes, there may be accounts in my name from the past, but when was the last time I logged on? Years ago. And I don't need it. I don't need that constant checking, that constant sending a message. You know, and that's where smoking the pipe, which I'm going to get on with now, is much more fun. You sit down, allow the sunshine to cast over you, allow nature to do its thing all around you, sit and contemplate and not think about any of these things and just take it easy. Yes, I might sort of grizzle over my van, but I've forgotten it now. You know, I know the van's going in on Monday. The parcel is being picked up by somebody else. So all those things are resolved. You know, they're not a problem, really. And I will sit and cogitate for a bit now, and then get on and do the stuff that needs to be done. Thank you for listening. Take care. Enjoy your day, whatever it is you're up to. And I will talk to you soon.